After the stillbirth, the pioneer wife dresses a rabbit. Gather the ruching of skin around the ankle bones and tug with a mother's tough love until it splits. Then separate the feet. Remove and raise the left hind one, still bloody, to your lips for luck. That fur, so soft, the muscle beneath, slick and smooth as the monthly blood, buried behind the cabin. Peel back until you approach the head, then lop it with a knife before you draw the blade from the gullet to the pelvis and usher the jeweled innards straight into the boiling kettle. Those velvet ears, twitching, with stories whispered in the underbrush and echoed along the walls in lost warrens. Hang the skin to dry, to keep the hairs in place for winter. Butcher the legs, the breast, the heart still pulsing with the hunt. Adorn the kettle with richness. Add the lard. Dispose of what remains. Buried. Behind the cabin, a mother's tough love, still bloody, extracted jewel, a lost, unfinished story. Do not imagine each small beast as living, but merely as a thing not meant to know this world, this land, all skeleton and sacrifice. Embrace the muscle, the bone, and the breaking, the skin of your ankle bones, twitching. As you draw your hand from my gullet to my pelvis, the richness, the hunt.